Exam skills, check 1. Exercise 2, page 44.
So, coming in the door, you see the stairs to the bedrooms and bathroom here, but I'd suggest we have a look downstairs first. The door on the left here leads into the front room.
Ooh, it's large, isn't it? It doesn't look so spacious from the outside.
No, you're right. It extends all the way back to the garden, you see. And with windows front and back, there's a lot of light both in the morning and the afternoon. Now, of course, you'll have time to look around again at your leisure, but perhaps we could go through the whole house quickly so you can get the big picture. Straight along by the stairs, we come to the kitchen, which backs onto the garden.
That's lovely. I love cooking, you know, so I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Now, tell me, can I put a gas cooker in here or only an electric one?
You can install either. And there's gas central heating too, which makes for a really cozy house. Plus, it's cheap to run. And if you like cooking, you'll love the garden because there's a patio area with a built-in barbecue.
Wow, that's a dream come true. So, shall we have a quick look upstairs?
Yes, let's. Why don't you lead the way? Now, going up the stairs, you can see a lovely window on the right that looks out over the garage and again brings a lot of light into the house. At the top of the stairs, there's the bathroom with the two bedrooms on the left. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's a toilet under the stairs for guests and so on.
I love the bathroom up here. It's so modern. Was it put in recently?
Just last month. They used to have a bathtub and now the shower unit gives you so much more space in here. Over on the left is the main bedroom, which overlooks the garden. And there's a smaller guest bedroom at the front.
Lovely. I love the view of the garden. It's long, isn't it? Though it does look like it could do with a bit of work. Not that I mind. I've got green fingers.
Well, you could do so much with it. So, let me tell you what I usually do now. I'll go down and make us both a coffee while you take a tour at your own pace. Then we can meet in the kitchen and I'll answer all the other questions that I'm sure you'll have by then. Okay? So, how do you take your coffee?
Black with one sugar, please.